Beautiful beaches, glamorous nightlife. These were the scenes Mandisa Haroff imagined when she learned the University of Florida had accepted her. She was picturing Miami. But Haroff quickly learned that the University of Florida is really in the city of Gainesville. Gainesville is a city of over 128,000 people in the northern part of Florida, an almost five-hour drive from Miami. Gainesville also has no beaches, only swamps filled with alligators. Haroff is originally from Port Elizabeth, South Africa. She applied to several schools across the U.S. to earn a doctorate or PhD in English studies. In 2012, the University of Florida invited her to join their program. Founded in 1854, the school is a top-ranked public research university. It is home to nearly 50,000 students, about 6,000 of whom are international. The U.S. government gave Haroff a Fulbright scholarship to pay for her first 2 years there. Haroff was excited to study in the U.S. and pursue her dream, but she also felt sad when she arrived at Gainesville. She was not sure she would enjoy living in this small Florida city. Her first days were difficult. She says she missed her family and the food back home. But after a short time, she fell in love with Gainesville. She loved how green the city is. She enjoyed being able to ride her bike everywhere. And before long, she got into the Gator spirit.
So I was a big follower of the Gator spirit, and that was a really great way to get me into school spirit. You'd find me in the stadium, literally screaming.
Just about every college in the U.S. has a symbol or image that represents the school. The symbol, usually an animal, is called the mascot. The purpose of mascots is to make students feel like part of the school community. The University of Florida's mascot is an alligator, or gator. Alligators can be found everywhere in Gainesville, even on the university's campus. The gator mascot represents the University of Florida's sports program. The university has many sports teams, but its American football team is by far the most popular. The football stadium holds nearly 90,000 people. Fans and students call their loyalty to the University of Florida Gator Spirit. The feeling reminds them they are all part of the same school family. Haroff says the Gator Spirit made her feel welcome. Paula Rotcher is another foreign student at the University of Florida. She is from Buchstedt, Germany. She came to Gainesville as an undergraduate student in 2012. Rotcher struggled at first to adjust to a new culture. She says American students share their feelings and opinions with strangers much more than Germans do. She also says she had to learn to be more open-minded. Rotcher also had to adjust to a foreign language. She says she was only somewhat prepared to study at the college level at an English-speaking university. In high school, Rotcher studied at an International Baccalaureate, or IB, program. IB is an international organization that teaches international issues in different and more challenging ways than a traditional education does. IB began in 1968 and reported having more than 5,500 programs around the world in February 2016. IB programs for high school students help prepare them for college. students can also use IB classes as credit towards their degree. Rocha says she completed her IB program with strong English skills, but those skills were not good enough when she first arrived at the University of Florida. She says that doing everything in English is difficult, even for students who are well prepared.
One expectation, I think, is that if you're good at writing and reading English back home in school, you think you'll do well here too, but then, of course, you have to speak English, and that's a big challenge for a lot of international students.
Rocha now speaks English like a native speaker. Her main challenge these days is the hot, humid weather in Florida.
Germany has four distinct seasons. Florida does not have four distinct seasons.
Her early difficulties did not stop Rocha from taking full advantage of the academic opportunities at the University of Florida. Rocha chose to seek two undergraduate degrees, one in sustainability studies and another in geography. She also chose to seek a minor degree in the Arabic language. She has been studying Arabic since she was 11 years old. Rocha says university students in Germany usually complete an undergraduate degree in fewer than 4 years. She also had some extra credits from her high school IB program. Therefore, she felt she could do more with the time she had. Rocha is also taking advantage of opportunities outside the classroom. She has a special interest in refugees. In 2015, she joined the Interfaith Alliance for Immigrant Justice. The group is a collection of different religious organizations who fight for immigrant rights. Rocha and the organization work with the city government to make Gainesville an official Welcoming America city. Welcoming America is an organization of U.S. cities that agree to provide resources for immigrant communities. Haroff, the graduate student from South Africa, also succeeds outside the classroom. She says she has always been interested in acting, singing, and dance. So she joined the Actors Warehouse, a local theater company. She has now won several awards for her part in the play called Tsepang. Haroff won the award for Best Actress for Community Theater at the Florida Theater Conference in 2015 and again at the Southeastern Theater Conference in 2016. Haroff still misses South Africa and plans to return when she completes her PhD. But she says making American friends along with international friends is the best advice for someone feeling lonely. Now, with everything she has learned from her friends and her studies, she has a lot to share when she gets home. I'm Pete Musto.